So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So let's talk about doing what you love. I love playing basketball, and so we just come from basketball. If you're wondering why I'm looking a bit red, that's partly because I'm A, out of breath, and B, I think my sun cream ran off. It's like 35 degrees or whatever it is here today. And it's only 11 a.m. It's very, very hot. And obviously, with my pasty white skin, I get sunburned. So I've got to be very careful. But anyway, we just finished playing basketball, played against Richard. It's the first time we've played in, what, maybe 4 months? Because we've just not been out. Like, lockdown and pandemic. And finally, we're able to go and actually have... do some sport or go and meet people, and it's just very, very nice. And one thing that I've definitely missed in the last couple of months is playing basketball every Friday on the outdoor court with my friend Richard. And it's incredibly nice to be able to go back, shoot some hoops, talk a load of rubbish, frankly, because we're blokes, that's what we do. And if you're not able to do the thing that you love right now, then I think that that can have a really negative effect. Like, literally, just being on the basketball court and shooting hoops makes a massive difference. Not playing games, not being competitive, just having a ball in my hand and shooting. It's almost as though the world is back to normality. I don't even know what normal is anymore. Certainly the world before COVID wasn't normal. Extreme poverty, homelessness... I don't really see this changing after. We've got some plans in the pipeline for the next 10 or 15 years. And if they actually come to fruition, then that would be very nice. But who knows if that's even going to happen, given everything. But the other side of this here is that doing what you love, for me, doesn't cost me anything. It costs me a bit of petrol, a bit of time to physically get there. But you should have something in your life that you love. It doesn't really cost you a lot. And so give you an example. So, like, I love Star Trek, as you probably know. And the problem with loving Star Trek is that there's only so many seasons, there's only so many series, there's only so many episodes, there's only so many films. And when you've gone through all that, what can you do? Well, you can watch it again and again and again. And what else are you going to do? Like, you can't... There's nothing new there, right? That's what I'm getting at. But if you play tennis... like, every game is a story. Every game is new. You never have the same tennis game again. I never have the same basketball game twice. There's always something different that's happening in a basketball game. Some quirk, some change in, you know, my knee might not be working properly, or I've put weight on, or my shot's just not going in that day, you know, for whatever reason. It's like a never-ending story. And that's what I mean by doing something that you love. Like, you know, if you love archery, you can shoot a billion arrows and you might never get bored, even though it's doing the same thing again and again and again. And the brain, the human brain, or alien brain, I guess, if that's what you are, the human brain loves repetition. It loves doing the same thing again. It gets little bits of endorphins fired off. Endorphins, as I call them. And... you then get the, you know, the pleasure particle, if you like, that fires off in your brain, even though it's doing the same thing again and again and again. If you love it, every story is different. If you're shooting archery, like, I would imagine shooting archery is the same thing over and over again, almost exactly the same. An archer would tell me that's absolutely 100% not the case. Every arrow has its own story to tell, and that's the point that I'm trying to get to. Me and my wife, we play board games. So, like, for example, we might play Scrabble, we might play Rummy Cub. We usually play 3 games of Rummy Cub on an evening outside. Very nice. You know, it's what you kind of dream and hope for when you move to a sunny climate and so on. So we do that. Every game is different. Even though we've played this for, like, 4 years, almost every night, especially in summer. Maybe not as much in winter, but certainly over summer, because it's too hot to be inside. Every game is different of Rummy Cub. And it's that I want you to get. That little differentiator right there. Sorry, I can't stop sweating here. That little differentiator right there is what makes it different. We've never played the same game of Rummy Cub ever. It's impossible. Probably not impossible given an infinite amount of time, but highly improbable, shall we say. Almost infinitely improbable. But your key here is to find something that you love. So, like, I once read something about football players, American football players. Why get really good at American football? Because the amount of time that you can actually play American football is very, very limited. By the time you get to 35, your body is done. I mean, I'm 47, I can still play basketball, my Achilles hasn't gone, etc. So that's not as bad, but it's still bad. But if I learn to play golf, you know, you can play golf up to your 70s and 80s. That's what people do. So why not start to learn a game earlier on in your life that you can actually then play up to old age? Probably basketball was the wrong thing, but if I'd have started golf at age 20 or 14, one, I'd be really good at golf by now. Two, I'd be really good for the next 40 years until I die at age 97, 50 years. So it's just about doing what you love, but making sure that when you're doing what you love, you have the capacity, the game or the thing that you're doing has the capacity to keep going on and on and on. I have to wait now for the next series of Star Trek Picard. I have to wait for someone else. I can't go and film my own version of it. But I can keep playing basketball. I've got another 10 years at least, I reckon, playing on the outdoor court, and then maybe I'll pick up golf. But again, I should pick up golf now so that in 10 years I'm not too bad, not too crap at it. But go find something that you love. And when you find it, make sure it's a thing that has the capacity to give you as much fun for the rest of your life. Not something that you've got a physical time limit on because you're getting older. All right, hope that's useful. I just wanted to share those things with you just to explain why I do it and how I do it and, you know, the whole, how it encompasses my lifestyle. And we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.